10th of May in the year 2021 from the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. That's Eric Reed on the piano from a great album, one that I have in my collection, Musicale. Whom else fingers can go across a keyboard quite like that? Let's go back to Eric.
Thank you.
That's Eric Reed at the piano, and a great number called Black, as in Buona. Real nice, from an album called Musicale, Eric Reed, back in the day. That's when he was a younger man. Yeah, back during the time that I think I first met Eric was way back there. He's playing music like this, some of the best jazz piano music. Hey, happy birthday. Shout out to my brother Ross Coleman, who is 75 years old today. 75 years young. I'm 77. Ross is 75. And my sister, shout out to Donna. She was also born in March. She just had a birthday, and she is 73. So Donna's 73, Ross is 75, and I'm 77. And we're the last left from John Coleman and Marianne Guyton. Thank you for coming to my website to listen to some music tonight and to talk to you about life. I hope that this time finds you very well, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about your accomplishments and all those good things. A shout out to the Gaston baby I saw on Facebook, that she graduated from college. And my goodness, I remember when I used to teach her in Sunday school. I sure do. Growing up a grown woman, finished college. For the hardworking parents, like the Gastons, the mama, I was my tax consultant for years. No, she didn't keep me out of prison. She didn't have to keep me honest. She says, gee whiz, you are honest. I said, of course I am. I'm an honest man. And then, of course, Michael, who is a fine deputy sheriff. I know he's proud. He, like me, produced the best that nature could produce, women. He had all three daughters. I had two daughters. And I know that the deputy is very happy that his youngest daughter has taken up the cause. And I wish for them the best in life. Now, we're going to turn a little bit now and listen to a little Grover Washington. Grover's going to be my prime candidate, I think, tonight. And Lock It in the Pocket. That's what this one is entitled. Grover Washington. And I do hope you enjoy it. Thank you for coming by my side.
You can clap your hands, y'all. It's Saturday night.
What a talent. Too soon. He left us too soon. And, you know, but I got to say this. I'm glad to think that we're still here, living and breathing, taking that breath. You know, there's so much negativity on the airways these days, especially on the World Wide Web. I'm scheduled this week, as a matter of fact, Wednesday, to go and get my last vaccination or my last shot. And there are many, many, many Americans that won't even take this. I know a lot of people that won't. And, you know, this is the first time in my life that the hype that's out there. I mean, I was thinking about this, and this is what I wanted to highlight my webcast on today. If the government would allow such things as what I've been hearing to go on with this vaccine, then death is peaceful and death is sweet. As a matter of fact, I would even go as far as to say I'll move my life over, and get out of the way to make room for other people. Because having lived 77 years, and my brother, 75, and my sister, 73, and we are left out of five of us, that's a blessing of God. A literal blessing. And I recall speaking to my older sister, who died a number of years ago. I informed her that she would still be able to be here if she had had the audacity to just put forth a little bit more stamina in fighting it. She didn't want to. And I can partially understand why. Looking at what's going on in the world today and how people are addressing it, it is, you know, it's just asking sometimes too much. Let me, I'm here in the studio tonight, and it's late. I watched a movie on Amazon on I'm drinking this Menage a Trois Silk. Soft red wine. It is a nice blend. And it just goes along with the music that I'm playing. A little Eric Reed. And of course, I'm going to play Asia's theme next. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to lead into this right now with Asia's theme. I'll just turn it down and so that I can talk. Yeah. There we go. There we go. That's a little bit better. We can kind of hear it in the background, but you can still hear me. Don't let all this talk about how this virus stuff could kill you, because if we live in a world that would do that to its citizens, then I would want to die. So I'm not going to believe in Alex and his conspiracy theories and none of them. I am a citizen of this country. I love living here in the U.S. of A. I see that things are opening back up. People are going out. People are enjoying their lives. Let's enjoy it. We're in the greatest country in the world, the U.S. of A. Good wine. Only thing that has changed, my brother Ross and my sister Donna, she's in L.A. for a few days. They're not coming out to visit me here at the house, no. My siblings have gotten old. I remember that there was a time when I would invite them by. They bring our cousins, other people in the family, and we would just hang out and have a heck of a time. And now the thought of them coming out is preposterous. What? They come out? But I'm celebrating with Grover Washington. Asia's theme. Pray for my brother Ross. His dear wife, Evelyn, is in the hospital. She's been in there for months in a coma. The things that are happening to us older people can be tragic. A shout out to my buddy Elsie Hebert, who loves good jazz as much as I do. Elsie, who lost his wife, Linda, not to COVID, thank God. Elsie and I love to talk about jazz and listen to some good music. Well, I'm going to cut this short tonight because really I don't have anything to say but continue to trust in God and to take care of yourselves out there. I'm just going to enjoy my red wine and a little Grover Washington Jr. The late Grover Washington Jr. Hey, listen, God bless. And thanks for coming to my website.